Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey dudes, welcome to the catch up. Thanks for downloading, you know, all that stuff I usually say.
All the drills.
All the drills. Why are we carrying drills?
I don't know, Ellie, but let's get on with it.
Do you know what? I saw a good life hack this morning.
Let's wrap this up. You saw a what, sorry?
A good life hack that involves drills.
Oh, hit me.
You put a little scrubbing brush on the end of your drill, and then you drill the ground, and then it cleans the ground.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Although, you know, me and drills don't go well together. After last week, we had the filling in my mouth, and the dentist used a drill for that. It kind of put my fear of drills up through the roof.
Okay, so now you're scared of drills as well as needles and dentists and heights and spiders and clowns?
Yeah, literally.
Are we adding it to the list?
We've said heights. Yeah, you're throwing that in there. Cockroaches?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, not as bad as the rest, but they're up there as well. Okay. What are you scared of?
Electrocution.
Anything else?
No, I used to be scared of underground trains, but I'm okay on them now.
Would you touch an electric fence?
No. Nah.
What if you had like a blade of grass? You know how you can touch it through the grass? Would you do that?
No. Nah.
Awesome.
You know, do you know that game where you put your finger in and one of you gets an electric shock?
Yes.
Can't play that. Oh, I think that's what instilled my fear.
We should get one of those.
No.
I had electric shocks too, but
yeah, you scream whenever you get one. See, even that, literally, when Josiah gets an electric shock, just like, you know, when you get the static on the ground, he literally, it's like he's been shot. He's like, oh!
It is. It's such a shock. They call it shock for a reason. Why is no one else shocked when it happens except for me?
Oh, God. You're a sweet little boy, aren't you?
Special, is that the
special,
word?
Yeah, special. Special. Enjoy today's catch-up. We go on a real range of emotions. Talk about swooping. Magpie swooping, that is. Just to clarify, I feel like I need to keep clarifying that because people think I'm swooping other things.
Not scared of them. You are, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't love them. So, enjoy the catch-up. Okay, we're wrapping it up, I promise. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
It is a Tuesday today, which means the same thing it does every Tuesday. A study was done years and years and years ago that I've stuck to, and that is the fact that scientists have proven that every Tuesday should be the most productive day of the week. But if you're like me and you wake up in the morning and you think, ugh, I do not feel productive today, then I'm here to help you out.
Well, you know, Tuesdays, usually I'm firing by this stage, but I haven't had a coffee yet. I've just poured myself one in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And as this segment starts, I'm going to finally wake up. I've usually had two coffees by this stage. I haven't had one.
Oh,
so this
okay.
will be interesting. If I'm not my normal hilarious self,
oh, okay.
Now you know why, guys.
Well, that's productive thought number one, is just drink coffee more if you want to be more productive, because your productivity this morning has been awful.
It's because I didn't have a coffee.
All right, get your pen and paper ready, Golden Valley, because these are going to increase your productivity tenfold.
We can't. We're driving. Ow!
Are you right?
Sorry, I just stubbed my toe onto the table.
Good, says you're right.
Late coffee and it's a bad start.
Okay, well, focus, Josiah, because this is going to help you out. This one actually popped up in my Facebook newsfeed this morning as I was scrolling through bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you need to heat up your pizza, chuck it in the toaster.
Productive thought.
Easy, simple, quick, elegant, nice.
I'm trying to think if, say, you got pineapple on your pizza or a bit of ham sticking out, would it get burnt in the grills, though?
No, you just put it on the lowest setting.
There is no low setting.
There is.
No, there's not.
Oh, Josiah.
Don't start this debate, Ellie.
What do you mean there's no low setting?
The number's on the side of the time. It's not the heating.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
That means for 1 minute.
Yes. So that's the lowest setting that you can go on.
But it's still as hot as it would be for 1 minute as it would be for 5 minutes.
Yes,
so if
but
it's going to burn.
It's not in there for as longer. That's like saying putting your pizza in the sun for 5 minutes will make it more cooked than for 1 minute. Same deal.
If it's going to burn on the grill, it's going to burn at 1 minute or five. It's going to go on
no,
fire.
No, it's not.
You don't reckon?
No.
It might set on fire.
The longer you leave something in a hot oven, the more it cooks.
It's going to set on fire after 1 minute.
Drink your coffee, buddy. You need it. All right. Need to salvage your phone battery? Just put your phone down.
Productive thought.
Well, it's not productive. That's just logical, isn't it?
I mean, it's both. The two go hand in hand, Josiah.
Just don't have a phone.
How about this one? I like this one. If you have run out of hands to carry your grocery shopping, you know, you're like ladled down with them, why don't you wear a plastic bag as a backpack? Look, one hole through your arm, the other hole through your other arm, sling it over your back, boom, you've got a backpack.
Productive thought.
It would have to be a massive plastic bag, though.
Oh, no. Not if you've got dainty little shoulders like me.
I was going to say, if my shoulders trying to fit in one of those little plastic bags, I'd look like I'm about to go to some sort of asylum. My arms would be stuck together.
Let's try it. In the ads, let's try it. I want to see how you'd look with a plastic bag or backpack. I've got one more. Do you want to just do a quickie?
Yeah. I'd just like to see a plastic bag over your face after the segment.
Drink your coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't like you without your coffee. Jeez. If you're running out of toothpaste and it's really hard to get the end of it, this one's actually very useful.
Oh, that's me at the moment.
Yep. You got to roll it up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm just going to give myself one of these. This has been a real waste of time. If you don't finish that coffee in the next 2 minutes, I swear to God.
Heat breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World. All around
the world. But for now, I want to take a trip over to Ohio in the USA.
Oh, Ohio.
What was that?
I think it was a Simpsons reference,
to be honest. Cool.
Yeah. You should watch it.
Good one. Well, in Ohio, I feel like this story is classified in the "this can only happen in America" file, right? Because, of course, it's to do with guns. So a woman, an 18-year-old woman named Hannah, decided to come home from college for the weekend and surprise her mum.
Oh, which, that's nice.
Yeah, we've all done it. Like every time I go back to Perth, well, not every time, but every now and again, I like to not tell my parents that I'm coming, rock up at the house, say, guys, I'm home for the weekend.
Surprise!
What's up? Yeah, surprise. They love it. We hug, we cry. We dance, we have an espresso martini, we're good to go. Not Hannah, though. Hannah rocks up at her house, like sneaks into the house and excitedly runs over to see her mum, who promptly shoots her in the elbow.
Huh? What do you mean?
Took a turn, didn't it?
With a gun?
I feel bad laughing about it. I will say now, Hannah's okay, she's fine,
oh,
it's all good.
Goodness.
She did have to go to hospital.
Did the mum hate her or something? Why'd she do it?
So the mum thought there was a home invader. Because it was a surprise. She didn't expect her daughter to be coming home.
Also turned around with a gun and
yes,
went boom.
Yes.
Surely, though, she had a moment in her head where she's like, oh, no, that's my daughter, before she fired the trigger.
That's the problem. Like, I mean, shoot first, ask questions later. I feel like that's the philosophy in America.
It's very Oscar Pistorius, isn't it?
Very much so. And that makes his story all the more likely. No, allegedly.
Is it still
allegedly,
in court?
Allegedly. Ah, nah. He got off, didn't he?
Yeah, that's a dodgy story.
He got found guilty of manslaughter but then just got house arrest.
Am I allowed to say how what I think?
No, we'll get in trouble.
He's so guilty, allegedly.
But I want to run you through a few tips and tricks that the police chief gave after this incident occurred.
Great, on what not to do?
Yep, pretty much. So what we should all be doing, now write this down, Goulburn Valley, if you've got a pen near you.
And a gun.
If you realise someone has a gun for protection and they're not expecting you, make sure you announce yourself when you enter the home. Or even if you're just getting up to get a drink of water in the middle of the night, just announce yourself.
Hey, Mum, I'm coming here to surprise you, so don't shoot me. Yeah. Hey, Mum, surprise.
Mum, it's Ellie. I'm just getting a sip of water.
Here's an idea. If you're in a country with guns like America, just don't surprise anyone.
Yeah.
Just I reckon just give it up.
Or just don't have guns, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday was an interesting day. Interesting to say the least. I get a phone call from a phone number in Croydon in Victoria, which I believe is in Melbourne. And I thought, well, this is different. You were sitting next to me. We're in our office because, yes, we have our own office here.
We don't ever get to be apart. The contract we signed is we have to be within 2 metres of each other at all times.
Literally, we're like Siamese twins. I watch Ellie go to the toilet. She watches me go to the toilet. Anyway, I answer the call. You're like, oh, that's weird. Just answer. I'm like, should I? I'm like, okay. Hello, Josiah speaking. You're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Talking to me like I knew her. Blah, blah, blah. Are you all good with the divorce papers? I was like, huh? Divorce papers? I'm not even married. And I'm speaking
that
to this
you
lady
know of.
That I know of. I could possibly be married. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
And then this lady kept talking to me about how she wants to send it to my farm, the divorce papers.
He didn't tell me about the farm.
I'm like, I'm not getting served with a divorce.
And nor she goes, do you live on a farm.
Nor do I live on a farm. And she goes, yes, you are. She goes, I know we're only 90 minutes from some town starting with T, she's like, you know, near Albury. I'm like, what? I was thinking to myself, maybe I've got this wrong. Maybe one of my friends is getting divorced and they just haven't told me and they've put my name down as a reference. So she just kept talking and I was rolling with it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
We are kind of 90 minutes from Albury here.
That's what I thought. That's why it made some sense.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, maybe one of my friends has said that to this lady and that for some reason they've put my name down and now I'm getting served with divorce papers on behalf of a friend and I'm just some witness or something.
You've got to pay child support for them or something.
It's something. And I was starting to stress and this lady just kept, you know, saying all these fees and numbers. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And you're sitting next to me going, looking over your shoulder going, what is going on over there?
Because it wasn't just like a 15-second thing. It went on for a few minutes.
Oh, we're talking about divorce papers and I'm starting to stress, thinking, do I have kids as well? Like, what's going on here? All of a sudden, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you actually after? And she goes, Jacintha.
Jacintha!
I'm like, that's close, but I'm Josiah. Is there, are you sure it's Josiah Jacintha? She goes, I'm so sorry, this is the wrong number. I'm like, yes, thank goodness, I'm not divorced.
What are the chances that she was after a Jacintha and she got a Josiah? That can't happen.
And a Jacintha 90 minutes from Albury as well. I'm like, first of all, I said, we had a bit of a laugh afterwards. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, well, I need to get married before I get divorced.
Yeah.
But thank you for letting me know the process for the future in case one in every two marriages apparently end that way anyway.
Oh, poor Jacintha. I feel sorry for him.
I know. Mate, what if Jacintha's a listener?
He could be. If your name's Jacintha and you're going through a divorce, 13, 12, 16.
Or if you know Jacintha, let us know.
Or if you have ever
met. The lines of, she said like Jacintha, like it sounded some weird name like mine.
Yeah. Maybe it was Josiah then. Are you sure it wasn't you that she was after?
I don't know 100%.
Because I know you've scorned a lot of women in your time. So
yes. And my letterbox is full at home. So I haven't opened my letters or refused to, just in case one of them is divorce papers. No, I want to know though, has anyone else had mistaken identity? Because this isn't the first time it happens. It happens a fair bit, especially, I know I've got a different name, but a lot of people may have a very common name like Steve Smith or something.
Yeah, true.
Maybe you get mistaken for the cricketer.
That'd be great. You get the best tables at the restaurants.
It doesn't have to be someone famous, but it could be somewhere where you got, you know, served, whether it was divorce papers or, you know, maybe you got married and you didn't know about it, but it was sent to the wrong person.
Or maybe you just got a text message that was meant for someone else and you were like, I love when that happens. It's my favourite thing ever.
Or you call them and pretend to be that person. Or you play along with the text exchange.
Yes.
Or my friend Chad's, I've got a great story. I'll get him to send the screenshot. I'll tell it to you next.
This show is now becoming Josiah, Ellie and Chad this week. We've had that many Chad stories.
I'll get Chad to text the story because it's hilarious what he said.
13, 12, 16. Have you had a case of mistaken identity? We want to hear it. Let's go to Rach from Shet. Rach, have you had a case of mistaken identity?
Yeah, I started receiving a whole bunch of abusive messages as if I was somebody's neighbour. They kept telling me to, like, keep it down, turn the music down. I'm sick of this. You do it every Friday night. I'm sick of you having parties. And it was literally just a Friday night. I was at my house. All the windows were closed. I didn't have any music on. I'm like, I think you've got the wrong number. And I think, they just thought that I was being a smart ass and just kept sending me all this abuse. Oh. And I'm like, no, really, I'm not lying. Like, I really don't have any music on right now. But they thought I was just, mucking around with them, I guess.
Oh, you poor thing. Do you know your neighbours? Like, were you like, who is this?
I don't know them, like, really well. I know, like, I know them by sort of face and name. I'm not great friends with them, but I was literally sitting there. There was no music on. There's no music around. Like, it was a completely different street. There was no parties even going on in my street. And I don't even have my neighbours' numbers, so none of them would even be able to text me.
When they don't take it, Rach, and they keep saying, no, you got to stop, that's when you just got to start having some fun and just be a bit cheeky back, because if they don't know it's you, then who cares?
Yeah,
my partner was trying to get me to egg him on, but I didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah, you should have been like, I'll turn my music down when you stop walking around your house nude and see what they say, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, thanks so much for your call this morning, Rach.
Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, yesterday, everyone would probably have heard by now, some devastating news in that Danny Frawley, footy legend, passed away at the age of 56, the day after his 56th birthday, passed away in a car accident just out of Ballarat. And it shocked everyone. If you go through, you know, the tributes that are pouring in on social media and on TV, then you'll see that he was just such a loved member of the AFL community.
Especially because he was a player himself, a coach, as well as a media commentator as well. So there were so many different people who knew him in those circles, let alone the fans and his family as well.
Exactly. That's the part that got me. He's got three daughters and a wife of 29 years. It's just, it kind of, for me, it really resonated. I don't know why, because, you know, I didn't know him personally, but I've kind of grown up you know, with AFL, big part of my life.
And you see him on the TV.
Exactly. He's so young, 56. So, yeah, it really hit me hard last night. And made me think about, like, my own dad and everything. I ended up actually sending my dad a message last night and saying, you know, the Danny Fawley news, oh, my God, has made me really sad. And be safe, you know. And I just said, I love you lots, Dad, because his poor daughters. Just so awful.
Yeah, and it shouldn't always have to come to this, but unfortunately sometimes a sad situation like this makes you want to hold your loved ones closer and squeeze them extra tight. So if it does take something like this to send your dad a message like you did, or for someone else that might hear this that has a friend or something, send it. Don't hold off. It's never too late. Just send that message because you never know what's around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. And so for everyone who may have known him and for his family, our thoughts are going out to them today and everyone in the AFL community. Jared Waitley last night on Fox Footy summed it up quite nicely.
On what is a devastating night here at Fox Footy, one of profound sadness and deep shock with the death of Danny Frawley. It's a loss that will be felt in every corner of the football world, and will speak to the affection garnered and connections formed through his journey in the game.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about animals doing human things. I saw a video that was going viral yesterday from over the weekend of a kangaroo in Queensland. And I know we've got lots of kangaroos down here in the Goulburn Valley, but it was in a back garden and it was playing soccer.
Good on him. More kangaroos should be playing soccer in this day and age. What is it, the world's game?
Well, we are the Socceroos, so it makes sense that a kangaroo can actually play soccer. They're living up to our title as the national soccer team.
True.
Or football, I should say. What was even better is I did a bit of research into this story. Apparently, it was an orphan Joey, which this family in Queensland took as a baby, and they kind of raised it, and the son used to play soccer in the back garden every day. The kangaroo used to watch it.
Every day.
Once the kangaroo grew up and, you know, could kind of fend for itself, they released it back into the wild. But it always comes back to their back garden. Anyway, they were all inside having dinner as the sun was going down, and they spot something outside, and that's the video that you can see, which is up right now on HitGV on Instagram. If you guys want to check it out, make sure you go there, watch this video. It's very cute.
Mm.
And the kangaroo's just got this ball in its hands, and it's trying to figure out doing what the kid's trying to do. One of the cutest things I've ever seen.
I just love them. Animals learn more than we think by watching us.
Absolutely. I remember being at Melbourne Zoo with my grandfather as a kid, and Grandad was looking at the monkeys in the thing, and they were literally mimicking everything he would do.
Oh, monkeys. Don't get me started on how clever monkeys are.
Very clever. They can grab their own poo and throw it at people. So clever.
It's exactly what you do on a Saturday night.
Literally,
too,
so I am a monkey. You know my love of monkeys.
My dog loves soccer balls as well. He can't play, he can't kick it, but it's like his favourite toy around the house. He plays tunnel ball with it.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, and tennis balls. When we're at the beach, he'll have a little tennis ball in the middle and dig it out between his legs and then chase it, like throw it for himself effectively.
So you don't even have to play fetch with it?
No.
It just plays fetch with itself.
Yeah. He can just entertain himself for hours by playing tunnel ball. Did you play tunnel ball at school?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Okay. Wouldn't it be cool if you could have a dog that would grab something in its mouth, throw it, and then chase it itself, similar to what your dog can do?
Yeah, kind of what he does. I mean, he still goes, like, loves it when you throw the ball for him. God, he barks so much, he gets so excited.
We should train it not to bark. Poor owner.
Got any other? Are you calling me an irresponsible dog owner?
I mean, I'm not going there just now, but maybe another time. Animals doing human stuff. Have you got a story? Have you seen a kangaroo doing something? Have you seen a koala trying to eat dinner like a human? I don't know.
Yeah, does your parrot speak to you?
Does your dog sleep in your bed under your pillows? What does it do?
Yeah. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Does your animal do something human?
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Abby from Shep. Abby, you got a story for us?
Yeah, so I've heard heaps of times from vets and stuff that animals don't like being hugged. But mine actually jumps up on me, my dog, and he puts his arms on either side and goes for a full hug, puts his head next to my head, like embraces.
So it knows what a hug is. It knows that you're proper having a little heart-to-heart moment.
Yeah, well, I did read, actually, that apparently they do it because they know that you like it and they try to please you.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's a cute thing to have happen. I reckon my old dog, Abby, as well, I train you go bup-bup and point to your shoulders. It would put a foot on either side of your shoulders, and then you'd hug it, and it'd be essentially the same thing. The only thing is my dog kind of squirmed away.
Yeah. They don't stay for long.
See, who needs a boyfriend in life if you just got a dog? That's all the TLC you need.
I've been telling myself that for a while.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Abby.
Thanks.
There you go. All right, let's move on to Casey from Undera. Casey, have you got a story about an animal doing human things, my friend?
Yes, I do. So I used to have a kangaroo.
As a pet?
Yes.
Yes, love it.
So when he was a joey, and he still does it, in summertime they lick their paws to keep themselves cool and, like, clean themselves like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to give him a little face washer, and he would actually wipe his face with it in summer.
That is so cute. Do you give him some moisturizer for afterwards as well?
I thought about it.
How well trained is it? So do you still have it as a pet now, or is he in the wild?
No, I released him, but I live on 30 acres right near the bush, so I ride my horse down the bush and I go and see him, so definitely know where he is. So,
my goodness. Your life is something out of McLeod's Daughters. I love it.
What's his name?
Yeah. His name's Zach.
Oh, I want to come meet Zach.
Yeah. I'd call him Joe if I had a Joey, Joe the Joey, but that's okay. Each their own.
So many. Hey, here's a fun story. Casey, listen to this one. My school that I grew up was where Skippy was filmed. So So after the TV series finished, our school literally orphaned or adopted Skippy the kangaroo, had a wife called Sasha as well. They both lived on our school oval, and Dr. Harry used to come and look after him.
Oh, my God.
So we had Skippy, and then one day in year two, Skippy went missing.
But did Skippy wash his face with a flannel?
No, he didn't.
You know?
But, sorry to have a sad ending there, but I think Skippy died of old age after a couple of years. We're all so sad at the time. It's a good story that he could do human things. Skippy could do human things as well.
There you go. Casey, I'm so sorry you've called to, like, tell your upbeat story about, you know, your dog, your kangaroo using a flannel and Josiah's bringing it down with a dead Skippy.
That's okay.
Thanks for your call, sister.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Is there anything that you need to tell me, get off your chest, make you feel better about yourself that you're hiding from me?
I did kiss your dad once. Is that what you're getting at?
He has told me about that already, so that was no secret.
Just kidding, Skender. If you're listening, I did not kiss you.
Are you sure?
He wishes.
This is much worse, much bigger.
Oh, God.
You're standing on my territory, bro, and I'm not happy.
Oh, heck, dick.
We're mates.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like this, you're pushing boundaries of friendship.
Should I take my gloves off? Are we about to have a biffo?
We potentially might be. On the weekend, Ellie. I gave you yesterday to tell me, still nothing. So I'm like, you know what, Tuesday, I'm bringing it up.
Uh-oh.
My favourite cafe in Benalla, Rustic. I've spoken about them a fair bit because when I was in there not long ago, or a fair while ago actually, I got my plate up on the wall. They've got a wall of celebrities there. And I came in and Julie and the team, they're like, hey, Josiah, come and sign this plate. And we put it on the wall. I'm like, yep, thank you. Great coffee. Brilliant food. Love you guys. Love the team down there.
And I was like, they think you're a celebrity. Huh? You're not a celebrity.
On the weekend, I get tagged in an Instagram post and there is a photo of you inside Rustic in Benalla holding a plate. And now you are also on the celebrity wall. There's only room for one person on that wall, Ellie.
Oh, well, there's not, because it's a big wall and there's a lot of plates up there.
Is there a reason why you didn't want to tell me? Because you know how proud I am about having my own plate on that wall.
Well, it was a very stressful moment for me because I did. I went to Rustic and it was funny because I was visiting. I had a friend visiting from Canberra. She'd driven down, so we decided to meet in Benalla. And she, as soon as she gets there, she's like, "I'm so excited to be in the GV because you're a celebrity here, Ellie." I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm really not." Anyway, then we go up and order breakfast.
Yeah, and you thought to yourself, where can I take her where they know who I am?
No, it didn't even cross my mind. And they said, oh, you're Ellie from the radio. Could you sign a plate for our wall? And my friend couldn't breathe. She was laughing so hard. And then they gave me the plate and I had it for like 40 minutes because I couldn't decide what to write.
Now it's out there and you've cleared it out. You know, first of all, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't tell you because I knew that it meant a lot to you that you're up on the wall and I knew that you told a lot of people. In fact, you came on this show and talked about it. And so I didn't want to take that away from you. It was out of the kindness of my heart.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Second of all, you've seen my plate now that you've been there.
Yeah. Actually.
Why did you do a plate. I'm looking at your photo right now with such neat writing on it. You've seen my writing. I'm left-handed, so it was very hard to write on that plate without smudging it. So my plate looks like a five-year-old's written on it, and you've done all this fancy writing on your plate, Ellie. You're just making me look bad, man.
Josiah, I don't want to be the one to tell you this. It gets worse for you.
Oh, gosh.
I did go and look at the wall with all the celebrities' plates on there. Yours isn't there.
Julie. I know you're driving
to
work right now.
No, she explained it. She said, look, Josiah's is usually up here. This is the spot for it. There's an empty spot for it.
What happened to it? It didn't break, did it?
It slipped down. So they framed all the plates. Yours has slipped down.
Are you joking me?
It's not even on the wall.
What happened to my plate?
Mine's there now. You're off the wall.
They put your plate where my plate is. Oh, it gets bad.
Sorry, Val, there's a link. You're right. There is only room for one celebrity on this show. Absolutely right.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Magpies. That's what we wanted.
60 Minutes did the documentary last year about Penguin, the magpie. Yeah, they named their magpie Penguin. And it was a really cute, friendly, cuddly magpie.
Yeah, the reason they did a documentary on it is because it's the only one that's cute and friendly. The rest are all mean. So mean. And unfortunately, swooping season has begun right here in the Goulburn Valley.
Well,
guys,
the last kind of few days, it's been cloudy, it's been windy, it's been cold. So they've all disappeared after the start of last week when it was sunny. But now today, guys, the sun's back out. And for the next week, expect to see the magpies out in full force.
Yeah, I know. Not even just the magpies. I was down, you know where the cows are, how there's that little lake in the middle of the
Vic Park Lake?
No, not Vic Park Lake. You know where the cows are?
Oh, the Chinese
the
garden.
The moving art cows. Yeah, the Chinese garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and there's all these cute little ducklings. So I went over to walk closer to them. And their duckling granddads or duck parents or whatever they are, were like, rah, rah, at me.
Oh, the ducks did?
Yeah, I didn't explain that very well, but you know what I mean?
In other words, you got chased by some ducks.
I kind of got chased by some ducks, yes. All I wanted to do was look at their babies. Apparently, birds don't like that, guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't. We've got a bunch of plovers in our car park at the moment that have just had babies. I reckon they're about a week or two old. Don't go near them. Don't even drive near them. They're insanely angry.
Well, the Shep News has released a list of some swooping hotspots to look out for around the Golden
Thanks
Valley.
Thanks for the community service announcement, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm going to run through them quickly. The Boulevard walking track. I went for a walk around there last week. No worries. Didn't get swooped.
Was it on the sunny day, though, or was it when it was cloudy?
Yeah, it was that 21 degree day that we had last week. It was beautiful. But that's not to say that they don't exist. Tom Collins Drive, Railway Parade, corner of Kittles Road and Ashburton Street, Glenferrie Drive, Windsor Ave, Vic Park Lake in general.
Is this just around Shep, though, or is this around the Goulburn Valley?
I think this is just around Shep.
Oh, because I was in Yarrawonga.
Oh, no, there's one in Maroopna, Elsie Jones Drive.
There you go. I was in Yarrawonga last week, and I was on a walk around Chinaman's Island, and I got swooped by that many magpies. I thought one was going to hit me and draw blood.
Well, that's good. In a way, because I feel like I'm really scared of getting swooped by magpies, but I feel like it's a fear that I've got to face. You seeing where I'm going with this?
A little bit.
I want to have a swoop war with you.
Oh, come on.
I want us to go to these hotspots and see who can get swooped by more birds. I want to bring this back.
Two people, one challenge. Only one will stand victorious. It's Josiah versus Ellie.
This is a dangerous game to play, Ellie, because of two reasons. One, I'm very competitive. Two, you know magpies don't just swoop. They like to connect with your head.
Yeah, see, look, I had the idea to do swoop wars a little bit earlier in the week. And then yesterday, just coincidentally, I was scrolling through Facebook and saw this news article about a kid who had to have stitches and nearly had his eye pecked out by one. Well, so we'll find some like helmets and stuff.
Well, what about Boss Benny last year? He first moved to the Goulburn Valley. It was around this time. And he came to work one day and he had blood coming off his forehead. Remember?
Yeah.
What happened? He's like, he walks to work every day. He goes, I just got swooped by a magpie, connected with his head and drew blood.
Well, let's find out where he got swooped and let's go with our helmets and see who can get swooped more times.
Great idea. I'll take you up to Yarra as well, to the foreshore there, and let's get swooped by that one. That one is insane. It was attacking every dog in sight and me as well.
13, 12, 16, if you know a place in the Goulburn Valley that we may get swooped, what are your swooping hotspots?
Yeah, have you been swooped?
Yes, it's community service announcement. We'll go test it out, make sure it's safe for you, and report back on these locations.
We're not going to be doing what they did in Sydney, are we?
What did they do in Sydney?
They shot one.
God, no.
Remember that?
Well, just disclaimer, we'll be kind to the animals. We're always kind to animals on this show, okay?
So no killing of any magpies.
No animals will be harmed in this process. We may be harmed. In fact, getting a risk assessment for our from our boss across the line may be tough.
No, don't worry about that.
Nah, don't worry about that. We don't do things by the rules here. We're loose. Anyway, give us a call now, 13, 12, 16, if you've got a swooping hotspot for us.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
All right, let's go to Kate from Echuca. Kate, have you got a swooping hotspot for us?
I so do.
Yeah.
In Echuca. Oh, that's going to be good. It's in Echuca, near the police station and the on the Osmaze there, like right next to the bridge, the Moama Bridge.
Okay.
We drive across the bridge to go to Moama. Best part about it is it's a really high traffic area, so it's really funny for the motorists driving along.
So they can see it. Is it on the police station side of the bridge there, or is it on the opposite where the park is?
It's on the opposite side, so it's where the Osmaze is. And there's a walking track that goes down into the bush there and you walk under the bridge. It's right there on that corner and they're vicious and it's hilarious.
Awesome.
So what do you reckon our success rate would be if we walked underneath and stood there for 5 minutes? How likely is it that we'll get swooped?
Oh, like 100% likely.
All right, well, let's go there with some helmets maybe today or something. We'll go have lunch at the Sweet Meadow, my favourite cafe, and then get swooped by magpies afterwards.
Oh,
what a perfect
day. All right, we've chucked it on the list. Thanks so much for your call, Kate.
No worries. See ya.
All right, let's move on to Jodie from Benalla. Jodie, have you got a swooping hotspot for us?
I do.
Yeah, hit us.
It's near my house, actually, and it gets my son all the time.
Oh, really? Is there one magpie in particular that just always zeroes in on him?
Yep, definitely. Wherever he goes to school, gets him at school, gets him on the way home from school, gets him in the yard.
Oh, God.
Jodie, did you know that magpies, here's a fun fact, they remember you. They can remember your face. They're smart birds.
Oh, it tried to get me in the car. I was actually sitting in my car and it was coming from trying to get through the window.
Stop it.
Is this in a park or is it just down a street in Benalla?
Just down the street in Benalla.
Oh, we'll hold the line because we'll get your details off air and where you live and we'll come and investigate for you. How does that sound, Jodie?
Oh, it sounds awesome.
I'm getting more and more scared the more we agree to do this, Josiah. Well, are we going to die?
No, let's make sure we wear full uniforms.
We'll definitely get you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yep. God. All right. We'll add it to the list. Thanks for your call, Jodie.
No worries. Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Sometimes life just gets better.
Stop.
When you just see one little thing pop up in your newsfeed.
I just wanted to relax and enjoy that last song with my headphones on and you wouldn't stop harassing me about one thing that's popped up.
No. So today you've got a Facebook memory. Congratulations. It's always a bit of fun. Reminding you of what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was a big day 5 years ago for me.
It definitely was. 5 years ago today, you met Hilary Duff. Well done.
Yes, I just put it up on my personal Instagram page saying 5 years today since I met the wife.
Yeah.
I tagged her in it and then I tagged myself as Gordo.
Oh, cute.
Now, Gordo from Lizzie McGuire.
No, but I know you do because you're a big fan.
Massive fan. She's the first concert I ever went to. Her album, her CD was the first I ever bought. She's an absolute singing superstar.
Okay, do you know what's so funny? Is your obsession and your love for Hilary Duff isn't even the best part of this story. The best part of this story is that in the photo of you and Hilary Duff...
Don't say it.
...you are wearing a cravat. Let the rain Who wears a cravat apart from Matt Preston ever?
Okay, we all look back at our life choices from 5 years ago, right? I want to see what you were wearing 5 years ago. Let me see your fashion
Not
choice.
Not a cravat!
I was wearing a white T-shirt, sleeves rolled up with a like a check
Where did you even get a cravat from? Is there a cravat shop somewhere?
I don't know. I think that one was from Zara. I just saw it.
Oh, how much did it set you back?
Oh, it would have been a good $5 or so.
$5.
I thought I looked awesome with a cravat around my neck standing next to Hilary Duff. And you know when I put it around my neck that day, I thought this will get her.
Looks like you're wearing a bib. It's like you've spilt your Migo ring down your chest.
I was putting it on, looking in the mirror, going, she's gonna make me her husband after she sees me wearing this thing.
Did she mention the cravat at all? Did she say, hey, Josiah, that's a nice cravat?
No, she just stood there for the photo and walked off.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, it is up on our Instagram, HitGV, on our story. Check out Josiah's cravat. This is not the end of cravat chat. Oh, my God, we should do cravat chat every day.
We should get Matt Preston off for cravat chat.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.